We keep that from happening by doing a good job. We have to reduce the base to where it can no longer function. At the same time, leave as much intact as possible. And take one prisoner.
Potter here, you mean at least one prisoner?
I mean what I say. One only. Potter, you're relieved of your platoon. Send Chavez up.
All right, Sergeant.
The relief in her voice was unmistakable.
Cortez continued with his map and instructions. There was one other building whose function was pretty obvious. It had a large, steerable dish antenna on top. We were to destroy it as soon as the Grenadiers got in range. The attack plan was very loose. Our signal to begin would be the flash of the fission bomb. At the same time, several drones would converge on the base, so we could see what their anti-spacecraft defenses were. We would try to reduce the effectiveness of those defenses without destroying them completely. Immediately after the bomb and the drones, the Grenadiers would vaporize a line of 7 huts. Everybody would break through the hole into the base, and what would happen after that was anybody's guess. Ideally, we'd sweep from that end of the base to the other, destroying certain targets, caulking all but one Tauran. But that was unlikely to happen, as it depended on the Taurans offering very little resistance. On the other hand, if the Taurans showed obvious superiority from the beginning, Cortez would give the order to scatter. Everybody had a different compass bearing for retreat. We'd blossom out in all directions, the survivors to rendezvous in a valley some 40 clicks east of the base. Then we'd see about a return engagement, after the hope softened the base up a bit.
"One last thing," Cortez rasped. "Maybe some of you feel the way Potter evidently does. Maybe some of your men feel that way, that we ought to go easy, not make this so much of a bloodbath. Mercy is a luxury, a weakness we can't afford to indulge in at this stage of the war. All we know about the enemy is that they have killed 798 humans. They haven't shown any restraint in attacking our cruisers, and it'd be foolish to expect any this time, this first ground action. They are responsible for the lives of all of your comrades who died in training, and for Ho, and for all the others who are surely going to die today. I can't understand anybody who wants to spare them. But that doesn't make any difference. You have your orders, and, what the hell, you might as well know. All of you have a post-hypnotic suggestion that I will trigger by a phrase just before the battle. It will make your job easier. Sergeant, shut up. We're short on time. Get back to your platoons and brief them. We move out in 5 minutes.
The platoon leaders returned to their men, leaving Cortez and 10 of us, plus 3 teddy bears milling around, getting in the way,